says that Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it. Yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First, let the children eat all they want," he told her, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Lord," she replied, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "For such a reply you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven with a deep sigh and said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me, church? Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day, and we thank you for your holy word for us. What an awesome time this is, for we are in your presence. We pray and ask that that same Holy Spirit that guided Jesus on those two different occasions that we just read about would be here to guide us this day. And Heavenly Father, if it would please you to please help us to preach, oh, we greatly appreciate that. All this we ask and pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. How many of you ever saw the movie The Exorcist? Did you ever see that? Well, quite a few hands, quite a few brave ones here, brave souls. Excuse me, this is my anti-demon throat lozenge, you know. It's amazing how the evil one tries to work. Sometimes he comes to try and steal. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Is that right? The enemy, liar, and deceiver. He even tries to steal your voice. So you can't preach. God bless halls. But I went to see that movie. It was about, 1973, 74 when that came out. I was about 20 or 21 years old, and I was stationed in San Diego, and they started showing that movie first on the West Coast and then progressed it further east, okay? And because they weren't sure how that would play out. And The Exorcist, it's a movie about a young girl, and the actress was, do you remember her name? Linda Blair. And a great thing, her best role, I thought, in the whole movie was when she allowed her head to be twisted around 360 degrees, you know, on her neck. How they did that, because they did, no, I'm just teasing. That's all Hollywood, okay, Hollywood. But I went to see the premiere, one of the very first showings at a certain time, first time ever in the country. And I stood in line for about 2.5 hours to have the bejesus scared out of me watching that movie. I'll tell you, I don't recommend that for any kids under the age of about 73, okay? It's just... Anyway, but you know, that's not what it's all about. And I wanted to talk to you good folks today a little bit about demons. And I've been involved. I've done some prayer ministry for a long time. And every now and then you encounter something that happens and all of that. And I want you to know, folks, it's not Hollywood. It's not Hollywood, okay? There's so many times Hollywood will portray that good versus evil thing, that it's like evil strikes and it hits that which is good and they go down, and then that which is good gets up and strikes evil and it goes down, and then the evil comes back up and hits. You know, it's not like that. You know, they show the same thing when there's a fight, you know, and people are fighting and all that, and, you know, and it's back and forth, punch for punch. That's not reality. That's not reality. Reality is as if somebody punches you and hits you hard and in the right place, guess what? You're going down and your chances of getting back up are slim to none. Because they're going to start kicking you, they're going to hit you while you're down, and that's it. You know, and the human body gets damaged. It's frail. It's not like Hollywood where you get shot, 2-3 times and you keep going and trade punches and all this stuff. That's Hollywood, okay? It's the same when it comes to demons. One of my dear friends, I've been on many Life in the Spirit seminars with, it's part of the thing that Aldersgate Renewal Ministries does, and a good friend of mine, her name is Linda Gregorino. She lives over in the Youngstown area, and I've been on a couple of seminars with her, and whenever she would encounter anything like that, this was her approach. She'd just say, "Shoo, shoo, get out of here. You're not allowed in here. In the name of Jesus, be gone. Get out." And I just laugh because it was so funny, because she's so frail and skinny and little, just no fear. And that's the way, as children of God, I want you to know that we have the power and authority to do the same things that Jesus did in that city of Tyre and Sidon when he was there and encountered people with different issues. That's all he was doing, was telling them, "Shoo, shoo, be gone. Come out. Be opened. Receive the healing." But in the midst of the first story about the woman who wasn't even a Jew, she wasn't a Hebrew, she was not part of the in crowd. She was a Greek. She was born in Syrophoenicia, in that territory, that area where Jesus was. She didn't worship the high God, but she knew who Jesus was. She knew who Jesus was. She'd heard the story. She'd heard the reputation. But she also knew when her daughter was sick. Her daughter had something that came on her, and you know, in my New International Version there, what we read today, it says she was possessed with. Well, I went back and looked at that same passage in the Greek, okay? The word possession isn't in the Greek Bible, but when it was translated and put into the English, we put possessed. And I want you to know, it's not like Linda Blair thing, you know. Linda Blair, you know, they said, oh, she was possessed with all this stuff. No, she had things hanging on her and that they exercised, they got off of her. Possession, there's been very, very, very few people ever fully possessed by something evil, okay? Meaning, you have to remember, we are three parts. We are spirit, we are soul, and we are flesh. And to be fully possessed, that which is evil, we know the evil one, right? The devil. Jesus called him Satan. Okay? No longer Lucifer. thrown out of the highest heaven down to the earth. And one third of the heavenly host that were deceived by Lucifer and chose to follow him rather than follow God. So those that were angels thrown down to the earth, those are now what the Bible refers to as demons, okay? They have no power other than what God allows them to have. So there is no equality, there is no punch for punch, whatever. When Jesus speaks and says, come out, be gone, be opened, or just by thinking and proclaims, your daughter is healed, it happens. Now, those things that are evil, they may resist a little bit. They may resist. I pick on Dick. Can I pick on you today? He said, yeah, and then he hung his head like that, you know, rather not. How old are you, Dave? 73. Now, let's imagine that 73 years ago when Dave was born, that somebody said something and he kind of received that into his spirit, and now that something that was less than godly, okay, has been living in Dave for about 73 years. And then we come up as Christians who have the same power and authority that Jesus had and say, come out of him. Can you imagine that thing? Can you? How long have you lived in your home? About 18 years. How many of you have lived in your home over 50 years? Anyone here? I've got a few hands, okay? What if somebody came up and said, we want you out of your home, be gone? Would you come right out? Would you say, okay, and leave? It's the same thing. It's been there. If Dave doesn't have anything, it's been in him 73 years. I'll let you know that right now, okay? Thank you for being an example. But could see there'd be some resistance. They'd say, hey, wait a minute, this is my home. I've been here a long time. I have rights. The power and the authority of Jesus Christ by his blood shed on the cross has more power. There's more power in the name of Jesus just by speaking the name, Jesus. I'll tell you, doing a little experiment right here, right now. That's all. I just want you to chant. We're going to do this about 7-8 times, but just say the name of Jesus over and over. Let's do that. And count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Wow. That's awesome. Wow. Did you feel it? Jesus is here. There's power in that name. There's power in that blood. It's absolutely awesome. And there is no other being ever created that could say no to Jesus. And when Jesus says, come out, it comes out. I like the word of God. And you know, Jesus' word is a lot like bread. So I titled this, the sermon passage today, Powerful Bread. It's a powerful word of God. Jesus is the living word, John chapter 1. Okay? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He, being Jesus, was with God in the beginning. And that Word, later, just a few verses later, says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. When that Syrophoenician woman came, and she said, you know, I need healing, and Jesus starts talking about bread. It's not right to give the bread that belongs to the rightful children of God and share it with dogs. He called her a dog, didn't he? And yet she persisted And she said, but even the crumbs come. She was talking about the crumbs not because she just needed a little morsel. She knew that's all she needed was a little morsel because she knew the power of the crumb. She didn't need a whole lot. Didn't need a big show. She said, Lord, just a little crumb. And so when we pray, that's all we need. We don't need a whole lot. We just need a little crumb. Know and understand how powerful the Word of God is through Jesus Christ. And if he says, be opened, be opened. And if they didn't open for you the first time, pray again. Be opened. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words to us even this day. Holy are you. Holy is your word. There is none like you. You are awesome in power. Awesome in love. Thank you for loving us with your presence here today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and join our voices together as we sing Nothing But the Blood.